We are 7 lines down from the top on Vav Amud Beis. Iboilahu, Nasa v'nasan mai. We know we're not allowed to engage in business with an idolater 3 days before their holiday. But let's say I do. I sell them an item for $1,000. Now what do I do with the money? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nasa v'nasan aser. Reish Lakish Amar, Nasa v'nasan mutter. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's prohibited, and therefore you're not allowed to get benefit from the transaction. Even though we're not dealing with a biblical prohibition, it's not an Issur D'oraisa, nevertheless, the rabbis made a penalty, assessed the penalty on the person who does business with an idolater. Reish Lakish says, no, nasan v'nasan mutter. There's no it's not appropriate, but if you did it, everything is fine. So now the Gemara tries to analyze which position is correct. Is it Rabbi Yochanan's position or Reish Lakish? Esev Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish the following way. Eidein shel ovdi kochavim nasav nasan asurim. We have a halacha which states that on the holiday of an idolater, if you do business with them, asurin, it's prohibited. You can't get any benefit from the proceeds. My lav lifnei eidein. Doesn't that indicate not only on the holiday itself, but even 3 days before the holiday would also be a problem of conducting business? And we will penalize the individual for engaging in this business? Lo, Eidein dafka. Now it's only on the holiday itself where we're going to prohibit business and we're going to make this penalty, enforce a penalty. But before the holiday, 3 days before, we're not going to assess the penalty. That's one possible way to understand the Gemara. Eisvei Reish Lakish to the Rabbi Yochanan. But Ikeda Amri, there's another way to study this Gemara where it's the opposite. Reish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan the question. Eidein shel ovdi kochavim nasa v'nasan aser. Eidein in lifnei eidein lo. On the holiday of an idolater, you're not allowed to do business with them. It's only on their holiday. The implication is before their holiday, it would be prohibited. It would be permissible. And therefore, so Rabbi Yochanan answers, Tana, idi v'idi eidein karile. Now, they're both referred to as eidein, and business would be prohibited both before the holiday and the holiday as well. So we have two ways to understand this brisa. One would seem to indicate Rabbi Yochanan's ruling, and one would seem to indicate Reish Lakish's ruling. So this is not a good source. We need to find a different source to determine who the halacha is with. Tanya Kavaseit Reish Lakish. We have a brisa which supports Reish Lakish that permits the business ex post facto. Kisha Amru Asr Laseis Laseis Imahen Lo Asr Ela B'Dever Hamiskayim Aval B'Dever She'enu Miskayim Lo. So the brisa which supports Reish Lakish says as follows. When the Mishnah stated that there's a prohibition to engage in business with an idolater 3 days before the holiday, that's only when you are selling them something which can last the 3 days and last until their holiday itself, that they can use that as an offering and give thanks to their deity. But if it's something which will rot in a couple days and it won't last until the holiday, then you can engage in business with that particular item. And the brisa continues, even something which would last, that you're not supposed to conduct business with them, nevertheless, if you did, you are allowed to benefit from the proceeds of the sale. Clearly, the halacha then follows Reish Lakish, that you are allowed to benefit from the sale. Nevertheless, what's interesting is that this brisa indicates that a person is allowed to sell items to an idolater before their holiday, assuming that it will rot, it won't last until Yom Edom, but it doesn't mention anything about buying something from an idolater. And that is what the next Gemara is going to point out, that buying something from the idolater would be a little more strict, for the reason is that they receive money, and money certainly does not rot. And when they receive money, they're certainly going to celebrate and offer thanks to their deity. And that's what Rav Zvid writes. Tani Rav Zvid b'divei Rabbi Oshia, davar she'ein miskayim mochrim lahem, aval ein lokchin mehem. Something which is not going to last, you are allowed to sell it to them because they won't be able to use it on Yom Eidam to give thanks to their deity, but you can't buy something from them because they get the money and they're going to celebrate. And now the Gemara brings a very interesting case which occurred to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Hahu minoy deshara ledinra kisirna leRabbi Yehuda Nasiya biyom Eido. There was a story where a certain min threw a coin at Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi on his holiday. Havayasev Reish Lakish Kamei, Reish Lakish was sitting there where Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi turned to Reish Lakish and said, Heichi Evid, what should I do with this coin that he just gave me? Eshkale, if I take it, if I pick it up, Azul Umodi, then he'll give thanks because he gave me this coin. He's going to say, oh, look, see that? The rabbis are taking my money. They're very happy with me. And I'm going to give thanks to God, to my deity, for allowing this to take place. Lo ashkale, but he said to Reish Lakish, if I don't take it, havaleiva, then it's going to cause enmity between Jews and non-Jews, and I don't want that to happen. So what should I do? I'm Reish Lakish, tol v'zorok oso lebor b'fanav. What you should do is, you should take the coin and throw it into the pit right in front of his face. So you're picking it up, but you're throwing it away, so you know that you are clearly showing him that this is not something that you want. Amar, but then Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, that defeats the purpose. Kosh came to Havila Eva. Of course there's going to be even more enmity. If I don't pick it up, at least I could perhaps wiggle out of it, but if I'm going to pick it up and throw it in the pit, then certainly it will cause enmity. So what did Reish Lakish mean? Kila achar yad hu dekamin. You know, what I meant was, throw it in the pit, kila achar yad. Drop it by accident. Make it seem that it was an accident, even though you intended all along to drop it into the pit, and therefore you will accomplish both. You won't cause any eva, and at the same time, you won't be in potential violation of causing him to be azil, umodi. It is interesting that that first Tosfos, which we keep on going back to, about the different reasons why it might be permissible to do business with a non-Jew on their holiday. The first reason Tosfos gave was because of Eva. If we don't do business with a non-Jew on their holiday, it's going to cause enmity between us and them. That was the first possibility that Tosfos mentioned, but it doesn't seem that it's a great proof, because here and he tried to prove it from this Gemara that there was Eva. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was sensitive to the fact that there would be Eva between him, or between Jews and non-Jews, if he wouldn't accept the coin. Therefore, Eva is a reason to permit doing business. However, the cases are not exactly parallel. The case over here was where the idolater gave Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi the coin as a gift, not through conducting business. So therefore, you might say that if someone gives you a gift, mishum eva, you should hold on to the gift. But for conducting business, mehechit hesi, you have to do business. Just say, I'm not in the mood to do business today. And therefore, there won't be any eva that could possibly result in the fact that you're not interested in doing business on that particular day. And Tosfos agrees with that as well, and that's why he rejects the possibility of Eva as a reason to conduct business with an idolater on Yom Eidam. And then we ultimately come to that opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which you mentioned yesterday, that the real prohibition may only be limited in scope to Tikrovis Avodah Zarah and not to anything else.